Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Judea and Samaria in the center part of the state of Israel. The Jewish settlements, Jewish communities in the West Bank, better known as Judea and Samaria, these settlements are a hindrance to the peace process. Now, that is not a true statement, according to Politics and Prophecy. That's the headline. In a moment, David Dolan will come to this broadcast table to expand on this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
An interesting statement from the Prime Minister. Some have said he's going to stop all construction in the settlements. Doesn't look like that's the case.
Bibi Netanyahu has been a strong supporter of Jewish settlement building, Jewish expansion in the biblical promised land, and that means in the heartland, Judea and Samaria. That includes, of course, Jerusalem, but it extends up, as you know, into Samaria, up where Nablus is, and Shechem in the Bible, down into Hebron, south of Jerusalem, where the patriarchs and matriarchs are mostly buried, apart from Rachel near Bethlehem, also in Judea. Jimmy, this week we had not only Prime Minister Netanyahu expressing his support for Jews living in their biblical homeland, something he talks about all the time, but we also had Mahmoud Abbas, the PA leader, not demand that Israel stop any more settlement expansion before he would return to the peace table. Now, that's the first time since the Obama administration that Abbas has dropped that precondition for talking to the Israelis. You know, Israel's not saying, Netanyahu's not saying we won't ever close down any of these communities, but most of them will remain and will remain part of Israel and will be incorporated in Israel. That's always been his position. And maybe now the Palestinians, responding to the larger situation in the Arab world, by the way, that's where that pressure is coming from, the Saudis and others, and the situation in Qatar and all of that's connected to it. They are moderating their line. And if there's to be any sort of a peace settlement, I've told you this so many times, there has to be a dealing with the Hamas movement in the Gaza Strip. And in accordance to what the new administration in Washington wants, the Trump administration is thought to be a major force behind a little bit of a moderating tone. That's good news to the Israelis.
David Dolan with insight into the Jewish settlement controversy. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The politics surrounding the Jewish settlements is not only controversial, but it's intense as well. The political perspective will never be resolved. However, the prophetic aspect of this issue is absolute. God has promised the land in question to the Jewish people. That's Ezekiel chapter 34 and chapter 37, where the Lord tells us what he will do. The Lord's plan to give the land in question, Judea and Samaria, to the Jews, that plan and promise will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...